This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. For generations, Forsyth County, which is north of Atlanta, was a predominantly white area that actively sought to keep other races away. One of the most infamous examples of that was in 1912, when whites in the county drove out over 1,000 black residents after an unsolved crime was blamed on a black man named Rob Edwards. He was lynched. These days, Forsyth is growing more diverse. In 1990, only 14 African Americans, 635 Hispanics, and 81 Asians lived in Forsyth. That's less than 2% of the population at that time. Well, as of 2017 data from the U.S. Census, there are over 6,200 African Americans and over 22,000 Asians. In fact, Forsyth has one of the fastest growing Asian populations in the country, specifically people of Indian descent. To find out what's behind the growth, I recently traveled to Forsyth to Unicorn Technologies. It's an Indian-owned IT recruitment company.
Hello.
Looking for us?
Yes.
Adi Patel.
Oh, Leah, nice to meet you.
Robert Long is the county's VP of Economic Development. He met me there to talk. He's also a demographer, so he's the perfect person to explain the cultural shift.
You know, we have a very much growing technology workforce in our community. A lot of that is being driven by the Indian community, yes. It's really, I guess, the technology sector, and then I guess to a lesser extent, the healthcare sector. Both of those are really benefiting by this very educated workforce. Indian community is moving in as we speak. That particular population is growing faster than any other part of our community. So it wouldn't be surprising that by 2040 that, 20% of our population may be of Indian descent, and that's a phenomenal shift in our demographics that I think is just very fascinating.
One of the men who runs Unicorn Technologies is in the room and has been listening to Robert and I talk.
My name is Sairam Pamlapadi, and I am a board director of Indian Friends of Atlanta. I'm from city of Hyderabad from India, and I came for my master's here, and I moved to Atlanta about 17 years ago. And I moved to Forsyth County about 12 years ago.
Okay. And why did you move to Forsyth?
So my first job was in Atlanta, and I was living in Stone Mountain for a few years. And then once I bought a house, Forsyth was more attractive for me at that time because it has a lot of area and it's a quiet community. And I think it's kind of aligned with my idea of what a home should be.
Yeah. So a lot of people, when they think about a good way of life, they think about not just the job, but they want to be able to walk outside the door and have a place to, you know, to play and to worship and, you know, a nice, affordable place to live. And I would imagine that is the same for you. Mm-hmm. Are you finding, though, that you are able to do that in Forsyth County, especially in terms of your heritage?
Sure. So 12 years ago when I moved into Forsyth, there weren't that many places. There weren't any Indian stores. There weren't any Indian restaurants in Forsyth County. Now you could see there are about 14 to 15 Indian restaurants. There are 14 to 15 temples and more are coming up. And there are actually 10 or 15 Indian grocery stores that are in Forsyth County. There are a lot of cultural places. There are a lot of schools which kind of teach Indian dance. And there are also a lot of places where they kind of talk about Indian culture, the heritage and all that.
And why is that important?
It's important because as we grow, Indians are very conservative in the sense that they wanted to preserve their cultural heritage, as well as they wanted to mix in with the American community, the American way of living. So it's what we think is that in preserving the Indian culture and kind of teaching it to our kids is very important, as well as kind of mixing with or getting to know about the American way of living.
So we are in Forsyth County, which has not always been as open to diversity, especially back in the early 1900s. Things have changed, though.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Definitely. I mean, when I moved into Forsyth County 12 years ago, I was kind of apprehensive to move out to the northern part of Forsyth County. I was kind of stayed within our community, kind of not open that much into the neighbors or into the community that much. But that has changed dramatically. I mean, the past 5 to 6 years, there's a change. The county opened up and we can do our businesses, and the processes are very good. I mean, we could easily talk to the county officials if you're opening a business to see how they're opening, and they're very open about everything.
That was Sairam Pamlapardi, a resident of Forsyth County and the board director of Indian Friends of Atlanta. This Saturday, the group is hosting Freedom Mela, a celebration of the Indian Day of Independence in Atlanta. You can find details at gpbnews.org. This is GPB. Priyam ratan dhan payo.